Hey, how are you? It's the Thursday afternoon, Monday morning podcast just before Friday, and I'm just checking in on you. How's your week going? You know something? I got this dumbass show on TV in the background with some chick fucking who's using way too much mousse in her hair, and she's got like $9 zillion fucking dollars in debt. She's got two dumb parents who also use a bunch of fucking mousse in their hair. And somehow she's so out of control, they have to go on television to try to. Nia, get on the podcast.
I know. This show is crazy. Tell everybody that we're in Montreal.
Yes, we're in Montreal. But let's talk about this broad here. She has so much mousse in her hair. She looks shit-faced even when she's like sober.
It's a show here in Montreal, Canada, maybe.
Montreal, bonjour. Montreal,
called Princess.
Simplement.
The S's at the end are dollar signs. And I guess the whole premise of the show is to get these young, spoiled women who are just out of control with their spending to get a wake-up call and learn how to be responsible.
But she has, like, boozy eyes. The same. Her dad, she has
her
a dad.
She and her dad have the same eyes.
Yeah, booze eyes.
They have like bedroom eyes. They're kind of like, look like they're about to go to sleep. Heavy eyebrows. I sound terrible right now, I think, because you didn't have any booze last night. You smoked a cigar. I didn't have a cigar, but I drank booze. And I sound like...
Like you drank some booze.
Yeah.
Dude, look at this broad. Now she's back out. We got this on the background. She's sitting there. She's going out to the... I don't understand people that lose control of their kids. It's like... You're taller than them, you know? You just intimidate them.
Well, she's not a child. She's like 20-something years old.
So yeah, but it never should have got to this.
Yeah, well, that's the whole premise of this show. And now she's going to, like, do chores and earn her keep and all that kind of stuff, and she's going to learn a lesson. It's just, it's TV. It's fake. I'll turn it off.
Listen,
I understand
it's that, but you can't tell me that there's not actually people that lose control of their kids.
Yeah.
Dude, she is a fucking... You can't
She's
marry
kind
that.
Of a mess.
She's unmarriable with that fucking hair. She looks like she fucking mousses it with jizz. She just looks like a total party whore. There's not one guy that's going to look at that other... And his only thought's going to be like, I want to fuck that. That's all you're going to do with that.
Well, that's all she's concerned about right now. So,
do you think?
Party on, Wayne.
What do you think about... What do you mean that's all she's concerned about? She's a fucking dope.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
A lot of young girls are like this. Go out, you party it up, YOLO and whatnot.
Will you stop saying that, Nia?
I don't say it on like a regular basis.
Will you stop fucking saying that?
I don't say
it. All right, there, Instagram. Instagramma. You're too fucking old to say YOLO.
I'm an Instagrammer. I'm too old to be participating in
yeah.
the culture.
What are you doing? Like, no, it helps my act because you know all the pop star shit.
Funny.
What was you know? I was surprised I knew that Taylor Swift song last night.
I was very surprised at that.
Tell me the name of it and I'll sing it.
Shake It Off.
Oh yeah, and players gonna play, and somebody's gonna hate.
Oh my god!
Shake it off. Yeah, because you play that shit. I fucking hate that song.
I don't play that shit.
Is that written?
Never,
is that literally written on a piece of paper?
I've never
Players
want to
play.
In my life.
Does she go dot, 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 or does she really write play, whatever.
I'm sure she did.
I got creeped out by her. I always think she looks like a little fucking sexed up meerkat to me. You know what I mean? That's like up on her hind legs. Looking out the hole. You know?
She looks very, I think she's tall, and then she wears heels, and so, yeah, she's very...
I just remember on 60 Minutes
lean
when we...
and alert.
When we were watching her, and the little girls would be screaming in the upper deck, and she would look up there, and she would just sort of mouth, oh, my God. It was the fucking phoniest. I think even if I was six, I'd be like, this lady's fake. This mm-hmm. is fake. She's not blown away by this right now. She's just trying to, but maybe if you were that far, what am I, 6 years old with a sport coat on up there? Here? Like, I know what's going on. I'd probably be like, why is my little six-year-old dick getting hard? Sorry.
Bill.
Listen, It's not something you can relate to, but the first time you're a little kid and it fucking stands up, you don't understand. When I first understood that it was related to sex, I was in a fucking tree fort, right? And this kid had stolen Playboys from his dad. This is the 70s. We didn't have the internet like these kids. We could actually watch video of real people fucking poor kids. So we were looking at the things, right? We were sitting there, you know, in the tree fort, and there was like five of us looking at him, and this other kid fucking balled up his fist and punched me in the dick, and I was like, oh, and that's when I realized, like, oh, so what's going on with my dick is going on with everybody else's dick, and that's what happens when you look at naked women.
What?
That's how I learned, because somebody punched me right in my fucking little hard-on.
Ouch.
Yeah. My dick's strong. It took it, you know, took it on the chin. It was a little, rode out the round.
Oh, God.
Got back to the corner, you know, threw some water on it. Anyways. Yeah, so I know a little bit about pop culture. Who are some of the other ladies of, or maybe guys? Mm-hmm. I know a few people.
You do? Do you know who One Direction is?
One Direction, they're the Biebers, right? They all got the Bieber hair, and they all face the crowd when they sing. In One Direction, they send it out.
I feel like that's a weird name for them to be called, because I assume the whole thing is like, we only go in one direction and that's up. But right.
They should call it Same Direction, because when that band flops, sorry, that was really bad.
We're both off our game a little bit this
No,
morning.
We're not. I'm fucking crushing it. People are liking. I just sang Taylor Swift in the first fucking 6 minutes. There's no way.
Yeah, sure you did.
What's one of the songs they sing? I bet I know it.
They have a song, I think, called You Don't Know You're Beautiful. Hang in, or tough. That's because you're.
What? You don't know you're beautiful? Genius.
No, wait. Or That's What Makes You Beautiful or something like that.
Despite the fact you're ugly and your calves are really fat.
I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't really like your freckles.
But it's not about all that.
That's pretty
good.
Because
inside you're fucking beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I'd let you suck my dick in the back of the tour bus. But you got to go out the window. You know what the other bandmates to sing it. Oh, my God, he's singing to me. Some boy band lyrics right there.
Yeah. Did you say Hanging Tough earlier?
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to Joe McIntyre.
Joey Mack from the Heat. From the Heat. The Heat.
My favorite new kid, Joe Mack.
But really, what were your options? You had to do with the mosquito face, right?
What do you mean mosquito face?
And then you had the other guy who wasn't Mark Wahlberg. And then you had the other guy who looked like the guy with the mosquito face.
They were brothers, and I know you're talking about.
I like Donnie. Give me a fucking break. I got to make it funny.
Donnie dated Halle Berry. Are you kidding me? Like, Donnie was crushing it back in the day. So
wait, when did he date her?
Well,
when he was on the
like,
cop
back
show?
In the day, like in the 80s and maybe early 90s. There was options for every girl with that band. You had tough guy Donnie. And then you had Jordan, who sang in that crazy falsetto with the dark hair, right? And then you had the brothers, Donnie.
I think I'm combining them with, like, fucking one of those other bands, like O-Town or...
Why do you keep bringing up O-Town? I feel like I heard you say O-Town last night during your show. Did you say O-Town during your bit? What is the deal with you and O-Town?
Hey, it's my fuck. Because
come, my lady.
My lady. I remember that.
Butterfly, sugar, baby.
That was them?
Yes.
I thought it was a boy band.
They were, kind of.
Oh, that was
boy
the
band.
Guy who had he had the synchronized tattoos.
Yes, exactly. He had
everything
all those
I have on this side, I want on that side. Then later on, he shot heroin into the same vein on both sides.
Yes.
And then he was on the rehab show.
He was on
with Steven Adler.
Yeah. Wait, was he? Oh, was he in Celebrity Rehab?
I don't remember.
Well, anyway, yes, they were kind of a boy band-ish.
I think you can tell by this podcast that, yes, there is a presidential election coming up.
Yeah.
I love how much you're getting annoyed by Donald Trump. This guy's the most entertaining thing that's ever since, other than that fatso that they had up here in Toronto.
I'm only annoyed because you were the one that was trying to, like, you know, get me to prove to you that other people thought that Donald Trump was an asshole long, long ago. And you were like, prove it, prove it. What are your sources?
Oh, that night I was hammered.
Your sources.
I came home before I gave up drinking. I was fucking hammered, and I watched one of his speeches, and I wanted to hear it because it was a great piece of comedy, and you were fucking, oh, my God. I can't believe he said that. Like, this guy's actually going to become president. Like, it's just, he's like the fucking guy the first week on American Idol who can't fucking sing. It's just funny to watch. I love how he gave out that person's phone number like a seventh grade girl. Yeah, fucking deal with that. Do you think he fucking he did a little flip to his cowlick after he did that?
Yeah, he's just an asshole, though, is the thing. He's
John
asshole.
McCain is a war hero. Yeah, because he got caught.
Oh, because he got captured. What a fucking terrible thing to say.
I know it's terrible, but that makes it hilarious.
The man was a prisoner of war.
I know, but his...
He can't lift his arms, like, above his head.
And can I tell you this right now?
Okay, and you say he's a hero because he got captured?
I know, but here's the thing, Nia. Do you know who has the right to get offended by that? John McCain.
Why can't I be offended?
Because you never went to war.
And that means that because I didn't have that direct experience, I can't have a strong reaction to
you
it and be offended by it.
You cannot be offended. You shouldn't be offended by it.
Why
not? You can sit there and have empathy, be like, wow, that's a really fucked up thing to say to John McCain. But to sit there and literally get offended like he owes you a fucking apology. You weren't in that bamboo fucking cage.
Is that what it's about, offended about something? Like, you shouldn't be offended because you didn't experience it. You can just feel like I don't understand that rationale. You feel like if someone's offended by something, they're taking it super, super personally.
Look, I can sit there and I can watch that and realize what he said was completely fucked up. I can see why it's so fucking the fact that he's going to offend so many people by saying it makes it fucking hilarious. Watching his reaction to people being offended is fucking hilarious. But the people that went through it, they're the ones who are truly fucking affected. Like, it's insulting to John McCain for me to get fucking offended by it. It hurt me. Oh, did it hurt you, Bill? As you sit there in your PJs, you fucking Mary?
You're just coming at it from, like, that comedian perspective, though. And you guys have this whole thing about people being offended. That's what that's
No,
about.
I'm not.
I can be offended by what Trump says and not have been in the war myself. I can be, not that, like, I'm offended for John McCain. He can obviously fend for himself. The man's
Yeah, I think
a hero,
I think the guy can fend for himself. He was fucking tortured and he didn't break.
But I can be, like, I'm fucking offended by that. As would other people who have any respect for what John McCain went
Why don't
through.
You just say, I don't approve what you said, Donald, and you need to grow up. And
because
I feel like
I can
say that to you because you don't have
to.
My cell phone.
Because I can be offended if I want to. I don't know why you were saying that I can't be offended by it.
That's the wrong wording. I think it's childish for you to be offended.
All right.
You want to be part of the group. Like, yeah, that affected me too.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm coming from. I'm all about being a part of the group that's offended this week about something. Yep, that's my MO.
Why do you hate me?
I don't hate you.
You do.
I don't.
You
I'm
do. You always,
you know
what you, you know what your deal is, Nia?
What?
Your deal is you always got to take me down a fucking notch. You just got to make sure I can. What am I doing over here, Nia? Huh?
You're telling me I can't be offended.
I guess that's kind of an asshole move. I wish you wouldn't be offended. I wish people who didn't go to war. Look, if you got a fucking relative that's in the military, I'll give you that too. But people like me.
And I do.
Huh?
And I do.
Oh, good. My dad was in the fucking Navy. I mean, I don't fucking sit here acting like, you know, I have some direct connection with the military. I'm a softie. All right? I never got a deferment, but I would have. The second I was out there marching in the sun, I can't take it.
Oh, right.
Pick up your fucking cover, pile.
And that's what they were saying, that he, like, avoided the draft, like, 5 times.
I hate when they like say that about rich people.
What do you mean? Why?
They avoided the draft. Yeah.
Because of course they did.
Of course they did. They did exactly what you would have done if you had hundreds of millions of fucking dollars. You wouldn't have gone. I love all these fucking people that act like if they were sitting there, you know, with a butler, that they'd fucking join the Marines and be on the front lines and they would have fought. They wouldn't have. You would have done the same fucking thing that they did. I would think.
But you know, some people, like, they do volunteer for that shit. Even today, they're like, I want to go.
Yeah, and you know something? Those people are so few and far between that they make movies about them. And I'm not talking about people that volunteer. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about somebody that's sitting there with the golden spoon in their mouth. Sorry, Ric Flair. I was pointing at my mouth. If you're fucking, dude, no, I'm trying to, you name me one fucking blue-blooded kid sitting there. He doesn't even have a train set. He has like a real train that goes around his fucking house.
Like Richie Rich?
Yeah. Did he have a real train?
Oh, no, not a silver spoons.
Silver spoons.
Maybe it wasn't like a real train, but it was a train that like went around.
Speaking of trains, quit derailing this idea over here.
Oh.
Jesus. Someone like that, like, came from a really fucking rich family in my lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if you want to go back to the Kennedys, but even them, though, you know, they were fucking bootleggers. All right. So they, for as much as they tried to be all hoity toity, they were filthy near. They were a bunch of animals. They were fucking everything that moved down there. You know, I would like to have sex with her next. Huh? What did you just cover the microphone for? Like, I have some sort of connection to that family. What are you talking about?
Oh, never mind. I'll tell you afterward.
I don't give a shit. All right? This podcast is Clearly. Not about... Yeah, it's not about fucking caring about people's feelings. Hey, Nia, do me a favor. Shake it off. Shake it off.
I really can't believe you know that song. Because I never played it for you. You guys have to understand.
It's Taylor Swift.
Bill doesn't know barely anybody pop culturally. Like,
that's a lie. Quiz me.
Just the other week, though, remember how we were talking about how Bill's interpretation of Gone Girl was Where'd the Bitch Go? Like, that's just kind of how...
No, but I knew that was wrong, and I knew it was enough in the right direction, one direction, to that fucking movie that you
nice
know what
callback.
I was talking about. All right, you're going to quiz me on pop culture right after these messages. Now, hang on one second here. I have to... I got to make sure I do this right. I need your microphone here. Give me your microphone here. That's right. Whenever I grab the other microphone, that means it's time. Oh, fuck you with the fucking ad, you son of a bitch. When are these people going to realize you got to get your message in 4 or 5 seconds if you're going to fucking... Anyways. So here we go. It's time for another video doorbell read. Why isn't the fucking music working? Can you please play? Oh, it's not going to play when I got the fucking thing going here? You fucking suck. Why won't it do that? Well, because it's the fucking mini iPad and it doesn't have that ability. Ah, these fucking nerds, man. When will they ever just... That just kills my whole fucking thing. I got to read the video doorbell with the sad music underneath it or it doesn't count.
Well, hang on.
How come it doesn't work? It's sad anime music collection. And evidently it's a masterpiece.
How did you find this?
I just look up sad music. All right, I'll read the other one while you get the sad music going. All right, Mile IQ, everybody. Driving for work is a double-edged sword. Somebody punched me in my sword when I was looking at Playboy's. Either you're spending too much time tracking every mile or you're guesstimating and end up losing money. And even then, your estimate falls about 20% short of what you could be deducting. Welcome to Mile IQ, the gold standard in mileage tracking. Mile IQ is the only mileage tracker that detects, logs, and calculates your drive for you automatically. Mile IQ is easy to use and keeps all of your drives securely stored in the cloud. If you drive for work and you're not counting every single mile, then you're burning money every time you turn on the ignition. Mile IQ does all the work, letting you focus on what's important. You know what's funny? They said they didn't think that I understood the copy.
Are they correct?
No, I'm getting this. That's why... They've got a 5-star rating in both the Google Play and the iTunes App Store. Stop wasting time manually tracking your miles and stop losing money. you should be redeeming. Try MileIQ for free today by texting BURR, B-U-R-R, to 89800. That's BURR, 89800. All right, that was MileIQ. Yeah, I guess I don't understand it.
I just got like a vision of you in middle school standing
driving
up
for work is double-edged sword.
In class and just like just the seeds being planted right there.
All right, driving for work. All right, you're a cab driver. You're a taxi driver. You drive a limo. You're spending too much time track. Oh, so rather than having to write it down, this thing does it for you. Then you can just cruise around, right?
Jesus.
6 days on the road. What, you got it? All right. Well, there you go. I over-explained it then. I guess everybody else understood it.
Is this the one?
Sometimes I have to... Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Sad anime music masterpiece. Sad anime music masterpiece. Take one. All right, you hold the microphone up to that. Huh? Sabato dia, was all. Cheese it's by Nabisco. Is that one of those ads you can't skip? Oh, this is just going off the fucking rails. They should just make 5 second ads. All right. Can you turn it down a little bit? Mike. Hello again, friends. I'm Bill Burr. And I'd like to take a moment to talk to you and the ones you love about video doorbell. This is the sound of a package being delivered. Bing bong. Supposed to have a doorbell song. Or friends coming over to dinner. But it's also the sound of someone planning to rob you blind. Each year, over 95% of the home break-ins happen during the day. You'd think the old people across the street would say something, but they have cataracts. And burglars almost always start by ringing your doorbell to see if someone's home. Well, what do they do after you answer the door? Lift their mask up. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Thought you weren't going to be home. Before pillaging your possessions. With the Ring Video Doorbell, you can see and talk to anyone at your door from anywhere in the world. Hey! Get off my house! Using your smartphone. Ring's advanced motion detection alerts you, even if someone doesn't ring the doorbell. It's like caller ID for your home. Please share a personal story or how this could happen to someone you love.
I know this guy, Scott. He lives in Boise, and one time he was at work and someone rang his doorbell and he wasn't home to answer. And they took his PlayStation, man.
Installing Ring takes minutes. And it works with either your current wiring or built-in rechargeable battery. Put your mind at ease and protect your home with Video Doorbell. Time Magazine named one of the top 10 gadgets 2014. How about inventions? Can you bump it up to invention? That's a nice little gadget you got there. Right now, my listeners, start fading it down. My listeners get Ring Video Doorbell for only $174. That's $25 off the normal price. Go to ring.com/burr now. Protect your home and have peace of mind with Ring. Go to ring.com/burr for only $25 for $25 off. That's ring.com/burr. Thank you. And God bless America.
I like that you brought it back. All right, let's talk pop music here.
That is really sad music.
It is.
Perfect.
That's
though.
Sad anime music.
All right.
All right, what do you got here? Go ahead, quiz me. We got another 6 minutes here. And you know, a lot of people are loving the music that comes on at the end of this. Speaking of being up to date and all that stuff, they're YOLO.
Instagramma.
Everybody's giving me credit for that cool music. It's not me. It's Mr. Andrew Themelis, who you know, he's the one who puts together all this shit.
Andy Themelis.
Andy Samboy. All right. What do you got? Go ahead, quiz me. You got 6 minutes to stump the fucking...
Can you name all the actresses that have been cast in the new Ghostbusters film directed by Paul Feig? And go.
Leslie Jones.
Ding.
Kristen Wiig.
Ding.
Emilio Estevez. No, wait. Melissa McCarthy.
Ding.
Bam.
And?
There's four of them?
Kate McKinnon. Also from Saturday Night Live.
All right. I got 3 out of 4.
It's pretty damn good.
There you go. Go ahead. You're going to owe me an apology at the end of this. Go ahead.
An apology for what?
For questioning my pop culture.
All right.
Do me a favor, Nene. Don't hate.
What was the actual name of the film that you called? Now I can't remember. Something about Dracula.
Oh, The Last Days of Dracula.
The Last Days of Dracula was actually called...
Interview with the Vampire.
Right. This is an oldie, but...
No, it's pop culture. Pop culture. It's now. Pop culture is happening right now. It's constantly changing. You got to give me 2015 shit.
Oh, I got to give you 2015 shit?
Yeah, because all those other people, if you're going to go back to fucking, you know, O-Town and all of them...
And those are your references, though.
Yeah, but...
What is the name of the film that you called Two Whores in a Pool?
Oh.
That's ridiculous.
That was with the chick Richardson that married Emilio's Chuck Sheen, Charlie Sheen.
Uh-huh.
Denise Richards.
Right.
Denise Richards whored it up in a pool.
What was that movie called?
Was it Kevin Bacon? Was he in that?
He was.
Bam. And then there was the chick from Party of Five.
There you go.
And they took out their titties.
Uh-huh.
Was it called Chlorine Clam?
Wild Things.
I know what you did in the shallow end last summer. Wild Things. All right.
Who has been cast?
Those are two good-looking women.
Yes. Who has been cast as the new Batman?
Ben Affleck. Oh, my God. The whole nerd universe flipped out. I'm an old man. I go on Facebook. I will tell you, that Batman mask, it is really hard to not look like a jerk-off in that thing. That is just not a flattering. It's all you got to have the Ben Affleck jaw, Clooney. You have to have a fucking jaw. You know what would have been a great Batman if he could have lost the gut with Sergeant Slaughter? He had the quintessential fucking Batman jaw.
Who in God's name is Sergeant Slaughter?
He's a veteran. I bet he was offended by fucking John McCain.
Who's been cast as the
McCain.
Joker?
Jared Leto.
Who's been cast as Harley Quinn?
I don't know who that is. Harley Quinn?
Uh-huh. She's a character in the comic books.
Do you know who's
playing Superman?
Oh, these are fucking obscure. Do you know how loud and awful the last
about?
One
this
Superman
is,
was?
This
I sat there
right
watching
now,
that fucking Superman.
About pop culture was my, today. This is what people.
This
are
is nerd shit. Nerds don't get laid. That's not popular.
Oh, Jesus.
Go to the. I thought you were going to do music. Come on.
Oh, music?
Yeah, go ahead. I think I did pretty good. I think I did pretty good with the movies. You got to admit.
What are some of the songs that we listened to when we were in Paris that you liked? So it's just sing it because. That's better than you trying to figure out the names of it.
I don't remember. Hum the melody. Oh, I like to make money get turn. I like to make money get turn. I like to make money get turn. I got the white girl drinking for the work. I got the white girl drinking for the work. You have like a whole bottle of rosé when he just fucking starts, just keep saying it after the music goes in the end. What's his name? Is that Jamiroquai?
No, that's Mannequin.
Mannequin.
I love Mannequin.
Does he spell it in a
yes
cool way?
Yes,
in
he
a
does.
Graffiti type way.
Yes, exactly.
Man is all capitalized, and there's mm-hmm. a K in there, and a fucking a Q with a couple of dots over it.
Not that, but yeah, he spells it in a funky way.
All right. I feel like this is dying.
It is dying.
You know why? Because I actually did fucking great on it. I did great on it. Well, you know
did
what?
Can I bring it down?
Hey, Nia, bring it down for a second. I want to thank you all for coming out. to the Thursday afternoon podcast. Anyways.
Your crowds in Montreal have been awesome.
Yes, they have been. And I've been having a great time doing the goddamn comedy jam. I had a good time. You came down one night.
Yes, I did.
I played all right.
You played really, really well.
Yes, I did.
And tonight you're going to...
Yeah, I got my last comedy jam. I'm doing the Ron Bennington Unmasked. And then I got
Unmasked.
Bill Burr,
what's
Unmasked.
Behind the mask?
What's behind those freckles?
Behind the freckles, the Bill Burr story.
Do you feel like when you got punched in your six-year-old dick that that informed you as a comedian?
Wait, why did the kid punch you?
Because we were all looking at naked girls, the Playboys. And it was like the old days, back when you didn't have play dates and shit, and you stole stuff from somebody else's dad and you looked at it. And there was kids of all different age groups, so they understood what the fuck was going on. And the kid fucking, he did the old, right there, Fred, to my fucking dick.
Ugh.
I learned something.
What did you learn from that?
That happens when you look at a naked woman and that it hurts to get punched in your dick.
And on that note.
No, it hurts even more when it's fucking standing up. All right. Sorry for you guys envisioning that. This has been the Thursday afternoon just before Friday, Monday morning podcast. I got turned around in that. I got one more day here before I go back. I had just a great time last night. First show was awesome, and then the second show went to a whole other level. And you know what? I was up here. I've been dressing up, you know, wearing our old sport coat here, trying to out-French the frogs. And
French Canadian.
That's right. You know what was great last night was I actually was talking about, and I brought up, you know, I was flying into Boston. Somebody yelled, "Boston sucks." And
did they? Why? Did
and
they
I
say
just
that?
Stopped. I said, "Why?" Because we win all the championships, and they were like,
"Oh yeah,
I rubbed it in. I fucking rubbed it in." And then they try to give me shit about the Bruins trades, and it's stupid. Don't do that, Montreal Canadian fans, all right? Because then I can just say, well, at least we won a cup in this century. And then they go, well, we won blah, blah, blah. And I just start singing, glory days, they'll pass you by, glory days. In a wink of booing Patrick Waugh. All right, that's the podcast for this Thursday. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend, you cunts, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
Special edition of the Monday Morning Podcast. Those of you who are longtime listeners, all 15 of you, you know every once in a while I will, rather than babble for an hour about the inane shit that pisses me off, I'll actually bring in a comedian friend of mine. And like I told you, these are only guys that I respect, only people that I find funny. Hackless podcasting here. And today we are have the pleasure of having on our show the wonderful, the talented, the cocksucker, and Greg Fitzsimmons, everybody. What's up, Gregory?
I got to tell you, and being a stand-up comedian, and, you know, in the media in general, there is – what other job begins with a stroking session? You know, I mean, and I really needed that. I had a shit day, and I'm sitting here in your house. You've invited me out, so I know I'm not a hack. And then you get a nice little build up. This guy is a good guy. What if you were a plumber? You think you'd show up at someone's house with like a shit knee deep and they're, get in there and clean up the shit.
I know. That's like my dad's a dentist. I worked with him when I was younger and just handed him the shit as he yanked out the teeth. And every other person would come in. The first thing he'd say, first of all, I just want to let you know, I hate the dentist. And that's all he heard all day long.
Number one suicide rate of any profession.
Is that right?
That's absolutely true.
Well, give it up for my dad for hanging in there.
Well, did you notice a lot of depression in him?
No. Jesus Christ, we're really going deep here. In me, yes. Not in him.
Jesus, I got it too, man. Lately, it's hit me hard.
No, but I got it beat.
I know how to beat it. I actually, now I step back and I observe the thoughts in my head and I just see a bad one. I'm like, do I want to spoon with that idea for the next fucking 3 days?
Yeah.
And hate my life? Or I'll go on a hike. I find that walking around and getting the blood going.
Absolutely.
And just start telling myself lies. You're amazing. Yeah. You're amazing.
No. See what you just did, though? That's exactly.
I put music on and I fantasize that I'm playing it like I'm Stevie Ray Vaughan and it gets me out of it.
Well, I took a yoga class yesterday. That helps me a lot because not only are you getting the physical exertion, you're deep breathing, and then there's hot ass
in every direction. My God. All getting stretched out. That's what I should, in another life I would do. I would be like that yoga instruction shit.
Oh, just hell
because, yeah.
You get a ponytail.
Oh, yeah.
You would, and not only do these women have hot bodies, they give a shit about themselves enough to go to a place to make themselves better.
You get them all stretched out before you bang them, Greg.
Oh my God.
It's like I used to go to this one out in Santa Monica, and this guy was – why I liked it was because it wasn't that chanting shit. It was the teacher was this angry guy trying to be happy, so I totally related to him.
That's great.
But he used to do – this is true, dude. And he was a great teacher too. And he used to be teaching the class while subtly putting out how sensual he was during lovemaking. He would just I can't even.
You should do that with your podcast, man.
It wouldn't work. At this point, people know I hate women.
Yeah.
Not individually. I like women one-on-one, but as a group, when they all start yammering around a table like that fucking show, The View, I mean, seriously.
I mean, yeah, when I look at The View or I think of, what was that show, Sex and the City or now Cougar Town, I really do. I say to myself, women... The best is the bachelorette party. That's what sums up what all those shows are. It's an attempt by women to be men instead of being women in a group. When you're with a woman alone, they are empathetic.
I was really connected,
emotional. They're everything that you kind of want in a dude one-on-one, but a guy can't go there. Like, you have a strong female side, and sometimes we really connect on that level, but very often you're just the angry dude. But women are always
I don't even know
what
that means, but okay.
No,
you know what's funny
you're
about you?
Sensitive
was
guy.
I was hoping that someone was going to come here and finally actually compliment women after all the trashing that I've done. I'm like, Greg, he's married. He's got a couple of kids. This will be a nice thing. You come right in, just kicking him right in the twat.
What are you talking about? Like, I said you're a sensitive guy.
No, not me. I was talking about like women. You're like, they want to be men.
Oh, yeah.
I was just picturing all of them rolling their eyes.
Well,
let's pick a strong female role. You know,
that we like?
Who's a broad out there you like? I don't mind those women who stand on the sidelines.
I like
with their
Kate.
Business suits
like
during football games.
Oh, yeah. Shoulder pads and a skirt. Why don't you just get in the fucking game, sweetheart? No, you know, to me it's like, you know, my wife, and I've been with her for 11 years, and, you know, I'm one of the few comedians that can tell you, I fucking love my wife. I have not had a day in my life that I didn't think, how did I get this chick? And she's perfect.
There you go.
And you met her?
No, she's the greatest.
Isn't she?
I knew she was a good one that time when we were driving back from Boston.
Holy
Remember that?
Shit.
We did this gig somewhere in Boston or
Rhode
Island.
We had only been dating for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yes.
No, we were going to – weren't we going to – where were we going? Anyway, yeah.
Anyways, whatever. I thought we were doing a gig. It was you, me, Tom Cotter.
We were going to a wedding. It was Robbie Prince's wedding in Boston.
Because I didn't go to that.
And Shannon. No?
No.
Okay.
Dude, let's just get to the meat of the story here.
Okay.
We're coming back. Tom Cotter is hungover, and you and me are in the car doing the Boston accent on 11 and just saying the most ignorant, racist shit you could possibly say.
AIDS joke.
Everything, just total green room stand-up comedy, just driving Tom nuts. Trying to make him puke. Remember that?
And Aaron was laughing.
Laughing the entire time at the ridiculousness of him. My favorite part was when it got quiet and Tom thought after two states of doing it that we'd finally given up. And we drove over this bridge and there was this lake or something underneath. And you in the back just go, water. Which, of course, started it all up again.
Hey, Fitzy, you fucking fudge packer, cocksucker. Let's get some beers, go down the Cape, beat up some colored kids.
Oh, three states.
Oh.
three states we did that, and just watching Tom just being like, dude, it's not funny anymore.
Dude,
all right,
from
guys.
That trip to this day, I do the Boston accent, and it's immediate. It's like this Pavlovian response. She just starts laughing again.
Oh, it's the worst.
And I was reading George Carlin. Did you read George Carlin?
Hey, before we get too deep into this, let's get on to what you're hyping here. Greg Fitzsimmons actually wrote a book that's coming out. What's the name of it?
It's called Dear Mrs. Fitzsimmons.
Dear Mrs. Fitzsimmons, and that will be available in stores when?
Well, you can pre-order now, which they actually just bumped up my, you know, they do an order of the books. They just bumped up to a second order already.
They're chopping up a body next door. Just ignore
that.
No,
that's what I love about podcasts. I love that. So the book, basically, it's doing great. Pre-order it. Go to fitzdog.com, F-I-T-Z dog. And it's basically my. It's about us. It's about Irish guys with a lot of anger that do the opposite of what they're told to do their whole life.
Oh, there you go.
So my mother saved every letter that was ever sent home from teachers, police, clipped out things from the newspaper when I was arrested. And then I saved them all from adulthood. So it's like my life through bad letters that were sent home.
That's phenomenal, man. Phenomenal.
Yeah, and the ebook is cool, too. If people buy the ebook, I got celebrities. I'm going to shoot you after this. Who they read the letters. So when you're reading, when you're on your iPad, you can click on a particular letter, and all of a sudden Pete Yorn is reading it, or Zach Galifianakis, or Natalie Maines.
Oh, all right.
So it's
I'll
very
be a part
interactive.
Of that.
Yeah,
you're very. You know something? I have to hand this to you. Is you're not afraid of the internet the way I am. I'm really like who's that guy? Andy Rooney. At the end of 60 Minutes, that's why.
Why is everybody going over to Facebook? I'm Twitter.
And notice where he is on 60 Minutes in that 30 seconds after the 19th commercial. Yeah, and he's just the – and I'm so trying not to be that guy who just hates everything new, but it really is. Like, I relate.
Yeah, but you were ahead of the wave with this podcast. You've been doing this longer than I have.
Yeah, this appealed to my psychosis of just being by myself. Like, I do this thing by myself every week just for like an hour.
Do you ever pause it, or do you go straight through?
No, I just go straight through.
That's what I do. I do probably one out of four or five alone, and they're my favorite ones.
And if you start bombing, you just talk about how you're bombing. And then people actually laugh at you struggling, trying to get back on the road to comedy.
People, I find I get more comments on the alone ones than any other ones. They're like, I did one. I was down staying with my mom in Florida with my family, and I went out, sat in her car across the street from her condo and did one just ripping her a new asshole, hating everybody, hating the trip. And it was by far the best podcast I've ever done.
Overrated for this week. This is a great one. Overrated. Wind chimes. This dude says, I hate the annoying clink-clank sound with a fucking passion. What is wrong with the people? Huh? What's wrong with people? Seriously. The world is not loud enough. You have to fucking add to it. You know? They do believe the sounds will make them better people or make life better. You know what, dude? You're on such a great roll till you wrote that fucking sentence. Oh, do they believe the sounds will make them better people or make their life better? I found it most annoying and invasive. I find it – oh, Jesus Christ. I'm never drinking on the podcast again. Go fuck yourselves. All right. What is wrong with people? Where am I? I find it the most annoying and evasive thing I am forced to listen to, even with closed windows. But they're so peaceful. If you fucking like the sound, why don't you put them up inside your home and have the fucking fan going? And anyway, what gives anybody the right to push their taste on others? Dude, I totally agree. It's like if you're going to make smokers smoke outside, then you want to make these fucking wind chime people take that shit indoors. I can't tell you how annoying that is. You know what's annoying about it? Is it's an annoying sound that's trying to be fucking spiritual. That's what kills me. It's more annoying than just a loud, annoying sound that's fucking annoying, because at least the loud, annoying sound has the fucking courage to be annoying. Those fucking things, they're you know what? Why not go on YouTube and just get some fucking wind chime sounds for all you dumb cunts out there who do yoga, you know, and actually think that these fucking things sound good. Here we go. Wind fucking chimes, YouTube. Let's see what we got. Here we go. Yeah, because somebody fucking loves them so much, they put up a video. Here we go for all you cunts out there. Here it is. I got to admit, those are nice. This isn't fair. This guy's got he's got the professional grade level ones. These things look like the exhaust on a goddamn... Oh, that's giant wind chimes. All right, I just learned something. I don't mind giant wind chimes. Oh, here's one. Here's one of these little douchey ones you get at a fucking hardware store. It's typical YouTube. You just can't put wind chimes. Okay, beautiful wind chime. Is this the cunty sound I want? There it is. You know what the great thing is they're made out of metal, so when you rip them off, you have a fucking blunt object to beat your neighbor to death with. That's what you do, and then you dip it in fucking peroxide or bleach, and you hook it back up again. Let those A&E cunts figure out that murder.
A man murdered on his porch.
You know, somehow they'd find, you know, I don't know, an eighth of an inch of his face imprint on that fucking wind chime. Have you ever watched those A&E things, how they catch people? It's like, it's not even fucking fair. You ever see the one, as they take another healthy swig? I got news for you. I'm having another beer. This might be the new thing. I might do this shit Thursday night, take a night off from stand-up, tell my chick to hit the fucking bricks. Is there anything better than drinking in your own goddamn house? It just makes you want to start screaming about the shit you own. You know? I paid for this shit! You hear that old man downstairs? I'm going to get louder and he's going to come up here. That would be the ultimate podcast. You know the thing about old people is you always have to worry that they are a fucking... like, they fought in a fucking war. Because I never had. I never have. So I have total respect for fucking veterans. And the fact that they still got it in them, you know? That would be insane one night if I actually just totally pissed him off and he really did fight in the Korean War and he just fucking threw whatever that fucking thing is you throw up when you're going to climb up the rope on the side of the building. You know that fucking land fish hook thing? Throws it up there and just climbs up, comes over my railing as I'm sitting here doing this podcast, half in the bag. And he's got a kitchen knife between his teeth like a fucking pirate. What would I do? I've probably taken 12 karate classes in my life, and they've all been like, you know, 6 years apart. Fucking guy coming and fillet me. You know? I don't fucking know. I just sat back and I just lost the screen here. Yeah, so whatever. Wind chimes are fucking overrated. They really are. But I got to tell you, if you get the giant ones are nice. Listen to the giant ones. The giant ones have a nice tone to them. It's a little deeper. I think I figured it out. Come on, man. You got to admit, that's not bad. If you let go of the anger of your childhood, right? Let go of your anger for a second. See? Sound of a ship in the background. Ocean coming up on the beach. You ever get to that point right when you're going to get relaxed and let go, and then you get so fucking scared you get right back into the anger, and then you want to punch somebody in fucking yoga pants? Yeah. fucking went to go to this pizza place. I really tried to do fun things when I was in Portland. Tried to be healthy. I went for a fucking hike. I was sticking with my smoothies, you know, dropping pounds here. And anyway, somebody tells me that in Portland, they have this fucking, they got this pizza parlor where they have the best goddamn pizza in all the fucking Northwest. So this guy has like this homemade goddamn dough. And he only makes so much of it every day. And when he's done making the dough, he's done making pizza. Go fuck yourself. All right? So I'm like, you know, well, shit, I got to try this pizza. So I go on the internet. I look up. I see where it is. It's right on Hawthorne Street. Like 45th and Hawthorne, 46th and Hawthorne, something like that, right? So I'm like, all right, I got to go check this fucking thing out. So I give myself an hour and a half before the show to get there. To get a goddamn pizza, right? It's a fucking pizza, okay? So I call up. Something told me to call, just to call this place. And I call up. It rings like 11, 12 fucking times. And nobody picks up. So I'm like, ah, you know what? They're probably busy. No big deal. I got an hour. I'll get there an hour and a half before, right? I get a goddamn cab. I'm driving over there. Cab driver goes, oh, just to let you know, this guy's kind of like the pizza Nazi. Like the fucking... Soup Nazi on Seinfeld. So I show up and I walk in. Lo and behold, the place is packed. But I see this little two-top gets up. Waitress is cleaning off the table. She walks away. So I go over and I sit down. Getting ready to order the pizza. I'm checking out what people are ordering. I'm getting excited is what I'm trying to tell you. And then the waitress comes over. She's like, were you over in the waiting room next door, or did you just, like, walk in here and sit down? And I was like, I just came in and sat down. She goes, yeah, you have to, like, sign in next door. You know, those people, everything's a question. You have to, like, sign in next door. And I'm like, oh, all right. I go, well, how long's the wait? She's like, well, I can't really, like, say. It's, you know, it's kind of busy. At that point, it was like a quarter of. I go, well, I got a show at 8. It's a quarter to 7. Am I going to have time to order a pizza and eat it? She's like, yeah, no. No. And then that's when my blood starts fucking boiling because I realized what I just walked into. You know what I walked into? I walked into the pizza version of Pink's Hot Dogs out here in fucking L.A. The pizza version of Magnolia Bakery in New York City, or that fucking place where you get the hot dogs in Chicago. You know? Hour and 15 minutes to make a fucking pizza. You can't do that. This guy's sitting here acting like, you know, like he's making some sort of gourmet food. I'll tell you right now, that's my overrated for the fucking week. Standing in line at any restaurant, these, you know, the breakfast place in your neighborhood. Your girlfriend's like, oh my God, the stuffed French toast is to die for. And you stand there in fucking line. Never worth it. It's never worth the hype. Okay? If you learn anything from this podcast other than I'm an ignorant asshole, don't ever stand in line for fucking food. Okay? Unless there's a natural disaster. The place is flooded and they're scooping out fucking pea soup. You know, when you're putting it into your baseball hat. Then you'll stand in line. Soup kitchen. You stand in line. But don't stand outside these fucking places. It's stupid. It's never worth it. You know, fancy restaurants, you don't stand outside. You call up, you make a fucking reservation. But I'm not standing out there like I'm waiting to fucking... Do they even make goddamn sense? You know what I mean? These fucking people in New York, they stand outside for 90 minutes for a cupcake. For a fucking cupcake. It's gone in 3 seconds. You know what's going to piss me off is some people in Portland, okay? They're actually going to figure out what pizza parlor I'm talking about, and then they're going to tell me, dude, it's totally fucking worth it. These low self-esteem douchebags who just allow themselves to get totally treated like absolute fucking shit for pizza. Yeah, sorry, I can't make you a pizza within an hour and 15 minutes. Well, you know what? Fuck you and your fucking pizza. What do you think about that and your number one goddamn rating? I'll go to Pizza Hut. Eat their fucking slop. You know what's killing me is I know I'm going to have to go back. I have to try it. People hyped it so much. That's what I'm really mad about is I know as much as I just fucking talked about that shit, I'm going to have to go back there and go get it. And for all you guys wondering, you know, that Magnolia It's a great cupcake, but it's not that great. It's not that great to have to stand there and listen to that awful conversation and have people driving by looking at you trying to figure out what are they standing in line for? You know? Is the president there doing a book signing? Is there a porn star there who's going to blow you at the front of the line? Can I raise the stakes for something funny within the last 7 minutes? All right, fuck this. Fuck this podcast. Here we go.